Back into the home Bulls and Spas end zone show, standing by the victorious Potosi Trojans head coach Ed Haar. Coach, you said it before we turn on this interview, kind of ugly, but hey, sometimes it's got to be ugly to get the win. And defensively, it was beautiful. Offensively, you struggled a little bit, but again, you ultimately get the victory. What did you see out there from your players tonight?
Well, I think kind of ugly is a nice way to put it. you know, offensively, in the first half, we just couldn't get anything going. But our defense kept us in the game. You know, our defense played great. The intensity level was there. Offensively, we were just kind of – we're real flat in pregame. We're real flat the whole first half. I think we're kind of looking for a spark. And then in the second half, when we got that block punt, that's kind of gave us that spark and, you know, got the fans excited, got the kids excited, and then we started to roll a little bit after that.
So you mentioned the flatness from your offense, but it really did pick up early in that second quarter. You get that 15-yard run from Ryan Osha, and then you get the 23-yard pass with 20 seconds left in the first half from Coleman to Haynes. Are you looking – when your offense does come out flat like that, are those the type of plays you're looking for?
Yeah, those are the type of plays we're looking for. You know, we're trying to run the ball, you know, since Andrew is still a freshman, we're trying not to put a whole bunch on him. But, you know, sometimes we got to call his number and he's got to make a big play. And like you said, he did in the second half there.
Second half defensively for you guys, I think you played even better than the first half. You get a couple interceptions to show for that. You get the block punt for a touchdown. How big is it really to get a special teams touchdown like that?
Oh, it is huge. You know, scoring on special teams, I think that's one of the most exciting plays. And, I mean, you could tell how exciting it was with how our kids reacted to it.
And I believe it was Colin Govro with the recovery. Do you know who got the block?
Yeah, it was Brendan Hovis.
Okay, well, and Hovis had himself, I believe, an interception as well.
Yes.
Towards the end of the game. Seth Shadrick gets the other one. Just really, I mean, if you're looking for a story of the game, it was that defense tonight, wouldn't you say?
Defense, yes, definitely. Like you said, with the turnovers, we also had a couple forced fumbles. Defense played great, you know, and they kept our offense in the game, and they kept us hanging around. You know, we're winning the whole game, but it was just real ugly. And, you know, with the defense holding us in there, we finally got rolling a little bit there at the end of the third and beginning of the fourth quarter.
You've got a good mix of seniors and juniors on that defense, but the seniors really shine tonight. What about their play so far this season has you pretty excited about the future?
The number one thing that I like in every game so far, that we have never got down on each other. We have never gave up in any situation. You know, we're playing all the way till the end of the game. And, you know, I think I've said it before. In the past, that's kind of, again, you know, we got guys pointing fingers at each other, and that is just not the case this year, and they're playing very well together.
All right, Coach, Fredericktown next week. It's a team that Perryville faced and shut down up until the final few moments of their game there. What are you looking forward, or what do you need from this offense? What improvements do you need to see going into that game?
Well, after looking at the film, I mean, we're just going to have to come off the ball better. We didn't do a good job of that tonight. And like I said, we got to come out fast. I mean, we came out slow, methodical. You know, our heads weren't in it. Like I said, we were flat, and we got to find a way to change that for next week.
Would you say the lack of Demond Guthrie might have been the reason for the slow start offensively?
No, not really, because it was just, you know, everybody, the whole demeanor of the team was just flat. I'm not sure what it was. You know, sometimes you have that, but, you know, as our coach, I got to find a way that doesn't happen again.
All right, Coach, you're now 2-2. As coaches see games, it's a chance to improve upon week by week. So other than kind of getting off to a better start offensively, what else do you want to see?
I want to see our offensive line play better. You know, tonight, some of our big runs we had was because of our backs. You know, they're breaking a couple of tackles to get 8 yards. You know, if our line is there, then plays, you know, turn into much bigger plays, and that's what we're going to need next week and throughout the rest of the season.
All right, Coach. Good luck against Fredericktown next week.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Potosi head coach Ed Haar, our thanks to him, as the Trojans win it 25-7. On the road in Perryville to move to 2-2 on the season with a date against the Fredericktown Black Cats next week.